Hello and welcome to the Crystal Archive Podcast, episode number 30, recorded on December 15th, 2012. Once again, Crystal fans, this is your host, Mr. Crystal, and it has been way too long since the last one of these. The last podcast was recorded almost one full year ago, back in January of 2012. There's a lot to cover, not the least of which was our hacking incident with the entire site, which I'll go into in great detail. And anyway, I wanted to say that this podcast is probably going to be a long one with the amount of information and things that have happened since the last podcast. So without much further ado, let's get to it. So first and foremost, the Crystal Archive, like thousands and thousands of other websites based on the blogging software WordPress, was hacked back in March of 2012. This was done by some overseas company where they did what they could to expose and utilize a WordPress vulnerability that allowed them to redirect any website that was based on WordPress to their own sites, which were mostly selling, I believe, medical drugs, questionable medical drugs, and otherwise were possibly stealing information about things. It depended on the level of the hack, but it was not a directed attack towards us. I want to point that out because people keep thinking that it was somehow directed at the Crystal Archive. It was not. It was directed at everyone simultaneously. Thousands and thousands of blogs were hit the exact same way as ours was. In fact, several other of my websites, sites for other clients of mine, were hit in exactly the same way, and I had to take them down and restore them as well. But no site I've built ever is at quite the complexity level that the Crystal Archive is, and that's why it's taking so long to restore. So, with that, with the hacking incident, I was able to grab all the data off the server immediately. That's the first thing I did, was I grabbed all of the media files, all the sound files, all of the videos, all of the fan art documents, everything that I had posted, all the images, all that stuff. I made a copy. I also made a copy of the database and what I could get from the site, and then immediately took it down because it was dangerous. It was possibly leading people to nasty websites that might have had viruses on it, and I'm not going to allow that to happen. So I took the site down, put up a message, and said I'm working on it. So because I had a fairly recent backup, I hadn't made a good backup since January of 2012, but I did have that. So we lost a few posts between January and March, but I did manage to put the site back up within a day or two. I put the site up, and that was great. And I also, in the process, went through every single part of my entire server looking for anything that could possibly lead to an infection. I removed all the devious code that had been inserted into all kinds of my files. Not any of the media files, just web page serving files, the PHP files themselves. They had a bunch of nasty payloads in them. So I removed those, and so my server was then clean. And as part of that, I went through the rest of the things I could find and found several files and folders that I didn't create and looked like they were out of place. They looked like stuff that was just generated, not something by the hackers, just generated stuff. So as a result, I contacted my hosting company and said, hey, I didn't create these files. I can't delete them because of some weird permissions on them. Could you help me out? Could you delete those files? And they did at my request. And somehow, in the process, it deleted all of my files, including all the media files, the sound files, the movie files, the images, everything. It's just gone. Just empty, gone. I was very surprised. And that, of course, made the site go down a second time. And unfortunately, you know, there was nothing they could do at that point. They had already deleted the files. They couldn't do anything to restore them. They had no backups either. So I thought to myself, now is a great time to get on that fourth version of the Crystal Archive, which I'd been planning for quite some time. And this forceful rebuilding of the site would allow me to rebuild the site from scratch, learning the appropriate lessons to make the site the best it can be. And I feared that I would never get around to upgrading the site because it was just so big and there was so much stuff on it. Now that I had a clean slate, I was able to build things up slowly without having to worry about breaking compatibility because the files weren't there anymore. So that's what I did. We got the site back online with the new version 4. Well, actually, first off, I brought the site back up online with just a generic theme. But then I quickly worked as fast as I could to finish up the fourth version of the Crystal Archive, and they launched that shortly afterwards, and that provided the site that you see today, with the gorgeous header provided by Gray Firefox, a custom render he made just for the site of Crystal laying down with her laptop, looking presumably at the Crystal Archive. I redesigned the whole structure of the site so that it would be easier to navigate, have less layers of pages to go through before you could see what you wanted to see, and did a better job, I hope, of picking out the most important links for the top of the page, such as the news, the podcast, the singular about page that should cover all of the generic FAQ type questions that a first-time visitor might have when they first visit the site, and that sort of thing. Next, I souped up the security for the entire website a great deal. I did everything, not everything, but a significant amount of things that I could do to make sure that a hacker would have a very hard time doing anything to the Crystal Archive ever again. It's not saying it's impossible, but it's much more difficult than it once was. While I was rebuilding the site, and as I continued to rebuild the site, I have created a post on the site for you all to request any files that are missing that you wanted to have access to before I had a chance to completely restore the site. And I did put up, and continue to put up files as they're requested. Now the comments are closed on that post, but feel free to email me, MrCrystal@gmail.com, and with a specific file request, such as one of the 3D models or one of the videos that I don't have up, and I'll be happy to set it up for you. One of the mods, that's another big request, is mods, game mods and such. So I can put those up. Let's see. Cat the Leopardess, who some of you know as the second Crystal cosplayer ever, but she's famous for having done a body paint cosplay of Crystal. And she's been a longtime reader of the site and a friend of mine. Well, she volunteered because she has previous experience in this area to help me restore the Crystal Archive from a technical perspective. Because while I have no shortage of you listeners, you faithful readers of the site who want to help, you know, help restore the site, sadly, I have to have certain tasks done by people who know the technology, who know what they're doing with website design and servers and databases and all that. And she does, because she runs her own websites. So she's helping me groom the past posts, and when she's done with that, when she's had a chance to go through and update all the links, find missing data, change the way we do YouTube videos, on all the, I think it's like 550 old posts that came from years past. Then we will restore those posts to the current site, and I will go through and add back in the images which had to be removed. We'll add those all back, and you will once again be able to see all the historical posts that in the past 6-7 years of the Crystal Archive being online. Actually, it's missing pretty much the first year of the Crystal Archive's online presence because I wasn't using WordPress for that, and I didn't backpost all of those original posts. But it's most of it. It's most of the historical posts. A lot of them are really important because they don't have pages associated with them. So we're going through that, and I'm very thankful for her help in this project. And then in the last 2 weeks, I've figured out how to completely restore the Crystal Archive through the database backup system, which I was unable to do before. That has allowed me to several things. First, I was able to get the posts and the page edits that I had made between January and March. So at this point, there is literally no information that was lost in this entire hacking incident, except for perhaps some of the data, like some of your comments in the time period between when I restored it the first time and when the hosting company accidentally deleted it a second time. So I might have missed those. But otherwise, I've got every single post since the beginning. And the second thing that this allows me to do, this new method of backing up, it allows me to make a perfect duplicate of the entire site in such a way that I can restore it identically back, which is not possible using the traditional WordPress import-export process. It would lose images. It would not be able to deal with the media uploader, the thing that allows me to upload images directly through WordPress and put them in our posts and in the pages like the image section. Couldn't do that before. I had to do it all manually. And that was really, really slowing down my ability to make these new posts. And you may have noticed that the speed at which I can make and have been making posts about recent news, about Star Fox and Crystal and that such sort of thing on the site, has dramatically increased in the past month or two. And that's because I'm utilizing WordPress's image uploading feature now that I wasn't using before. But again, its major drawback is that the import-export process doesn't really work with it. It doesn't really work. It doesn't export the images, or at least it assumes that the images are gone when you export. And so even if you were to do a perfect export, if you re-import it, it's like, sorry, those images aren't there anymore, even if they are. It's because it's not really built to do that right. I don't know why it's not built correctly, but it's not. Regardless, when I update from the database, this is not a problem. I can specify exactly where those images are, and WordPress is none the wiser about the fact that it even went down. It doesn't even know. So that was really good, and it will ensure that we can never, ever be hacked the same way again. Well, that's not entirely true. We can be hacked again, but I can restore us to exactly the state we were before without much trouble at all. We might lose a couple of days of posts or comments because of the hack between the time I've had a chance to make a backup and not. But I'll be making much more frequent backups from here on out, and I already have been doing so. So that takes care of all the news related to the hacking incident itself. So I'd like to talk a little bit, before I get to news, I'd like to talk about the restoring of the content on the site as a whole. Not about the site itself, but about the content in the site. So I'm going to go back in time to back when the hacking incident started, and I'll start telling you what I've restored and how I've restored it, starting back then and going forward until today. Okay. So first, one of the first things I did besides post about the fact that I was fixing the hacking thing was that I restored the Saurian translator and Star Fox Command all the words sections. And these were sub-sites. Saurian translator, if you don't know, allows you to translate back and forth between the Dino language in Star Fox Adventures. And Star Fox Command, all the words, is all of the words in all of the cutscenes in the entire game of Star Fox Command, which has massively branching paths. So there is a huge, huge, huge amount of story and multiple different endings. And so this site allows you to go through any branching path of the game to figure out what the story is, depending on what choices you would have made. So that's nice. Shortly afterwards, I also added a page for a project I had been working on with Mr. Loff the Fox, who is a musician. He had contacted me, I believe, the year before, in 2011. He wanted to create a Star Fox Adventures chiptune slash bit-pop album. Music inspired by Game Boy-like sounds, but for Star Fox Adventures music. And he got several other artists to join him, and they created an album of something like 10 songs together. And it was my job to create a page for it and release the album. And it took me a long time, much longer than it should have, but I did release it. And now it's yet another one of my projects associated with the Crystal Archive on the left there, at the top of the navigation bar on the left. Next, I worked really hard using the knowledge I've gained working in the games industry and working with other people, because up till now, I'd been a software engineer student, and most of that work is by yourself. But here, after working at a game company with other programmers, with other non-programmers, designers, managers, producers, artists, and those sort of people, I've had to learn how to work effectively as a member of a group. And that's taught me several things about how to get people to work with you on the same thing at the same time so that you don't, you know, interfere with each other. So I've worked with some Google Docs and some Google spreadsheets, and I built some tools for myself so that any of you, if you volunteer, can be my reviewers for fan fiction, fan films, and something else. Not fan art. That's something I still have to do manually. But I did make it so that even if you don't, if you're not a volunteer at all, if you're just you just want to tell me about something you found fan art wise, or fan fiction, or maybe even a news item, cosplay, whatever, you can go to the volunteers link at the top of the page and click, I think it's, you know, it's submit to me the information. You can report new fan works, it says. And by clicking on that link, it'll ask you a couple questions. You post the links to the stuff that you found and what it is, and I will receive that. Now, the trick is to actually do something with it, which is actually taking me a little bit longer than setting up the whole system in the first place. But it is being recorded. I do have access to it. Anytime you send me something through that system, I do get it. I may not know about it immediately because it doesn't send me an email or anything. And if you do have something urgent, you can always still email me. But this was kind of a way of, you know, normalizing how you send me stuff. So it'll do a little bit of work for me, put things into the system in an automated way, so I don't have to spend all the time going through emails individually and responding individually to those various requests. Again, I love to get emails from you guys, so if you want to email me anything at all, feel free. I'm happy to answer any questions you have, and not just about Crystal or Star Fox. So anyway, getting back on topic, let's see where I'm at in my notes. So, right. I have the system in place. It is providing new fan works to me, but I need to do that. I need to take advantage of it and use it to get more content on the site. And that will happen, but probably not before I finish restoring the entire site's original content. And then I'll start working on adding the new content. Let's see. So the next thing that was added was the fan fiction section. Now that was a really easy one to do. I wanted to get one out of the way to put a section back in place so I could get a feel for rebuilding the site. Fan fiction is an extremely easy section because it's just one page really, and it's a list of data that's just displayed a certain way. And it was missing some information, and I'm going to have to go back and clean it a little bit. But it's there now, and people can see it. And as a result of the posting the fanfiction section and talking to Kat the Leopardess, who's now helping with the restoration, and she's right. She thought of the problem with content, namely that when we want to post a fan art or even a fan film on the Crystal Archive, we can, you know, in the case of a fan art, in a matter of like half a second, maybe 3 or 4 seconds at the most, we can figure out if that fan art is safe to post for all ages on the site, or if it's questionable content, it probably shouldn't go on here. And for fan films, you're looking at a max of maybe 5 minutes because it's, I mean, most fan films are no more than 5 minutes. But with fan fiction, you have to read the whole thing to make sure that there's no questionable content. And they can be really, really long, taking days or even weeks to read properly. Some of the most epic fics that I've heard of are dozens of chapters long, and each chapter has thousands and thousands of words. And so in the spirit of trying to make sure that everything that on the Crystal Archive is appropriate at all times for all ages, young and old, we've decided that from now on, and retroactively, we will not be posting any fanfics that are not complete and can't be reviewed fully. Because there's always a chance that a fanfic could be nice, you know, and completely age-appropriate throughout most of it, and then the last couple of chapters, there's some giant sex scene, for example. And we would have no idea because we'd already reviewed the unfinished fic, which was totally acceptable so far as we knew. And so the only way to really be sure is to just not accept fan fictions unless they're complete. And that means that we're going to have to actually remove some fan fictions that were otherwise approved. Now, that means it's actually going to remove my fan fiction, even though I know I'm not going to put anything bad in there or even age inappropriate. It's just that I want to keep it consistent, and there's not going to be any hypocrisy here. No special privileges. I'm taking my fic down, and I'm taking the other fics down that are not complete or were not complete when they were reviewed. Now, if they have become complete since then, either I or someone else will review the remaining chapters to make sure that those are okay. And if those are okay, if it has become completed since then, we will, in fact, bring it back. No problem. And I'm also considering accepting incomplete fics that are considered abandoned. So while they're not complete, there's little to no chance that the author will ever come back and finish them. And so we can be reasonably confident that the content will remain appropriate for the long haul. So thinking about that, haven't actually done that yet. It's a relatively small change, but I've been meaning to redesign the fanfiction section anyway, redesign it so that it's more consistent with the way fan art and fan films will be displayed when I get those updated. It's all a big part of the updating and restoring process of the entire site. So that's why it hasn't happened yet. But it will be coming as far as the fan fiction section. So that covers the fan fiction section. I also, more recently, have re-added the image section. I did a bunch of reorganization. I kept some things the way they were, but I basically didn't separate them out by games except within the individual pages. So the sections now are promo images, screenshots, wallpapers, sprites, and box art. And you'll notice if you'd been coming to the site for a long time, pre-shopped, where I actually took all the official art and I tried my best to use Photoshop to remove the background so that they were a transparent Crystal on a transparent background in her various poses. That has been removed because I didn't feel like it was something that people really needed or used, and it's kind of a meta thing, you know. It would only be useful to people like me who are making a site about Crystal. The official art is the official art, the promo images. So I've removed that part of the section, but the rest of it's nice, and all the promo images for every single game are on the same page as multiple galleries. That's kind of how I'm going to be doing it for the rest of the site. You may have noticed I'm trying to flatten the architecture of the site so that there are fewer total pages and more information per page, with nice links and separations between them so that you can quickly navigate, even though it's all a huge page that has tons of information on it. I re-added the audio section as well. In this one, I combined several pages associated with each game into one. So there's a page for all the Star Fox Adventures voice acting, the Star Fox Assault voice acting, the Super Smash Bros. Brawl voice acting, and then a page for each of the three voice actresses that have played Crystal in the past, Estelle Ellis, Alessia Glidewell, and Aya Hara. And finally, a page for Crystal-related music, which includes some of the themes from the Crystal Palace and Adventures, as well as some fan remixes of Crystal's theme from Adventures, and a bunch of other stuff, too. Crystal also has a theme in Star Fox Command, which is different. And then next, and I think it was last weekend, I added the video section back. And again, I flattened it. So all videos associated with Star Fox Adventures are on one page. There's another page for Star Fox Assault, Star Fox Command, Super Smash Bros. Brawl, and Dinosaur Planet, which had a significant number of videos too, which I'll be getting more into later on in some other news. Now the next sections I plan to restore is probably the 3D section, the 3D projects, which includes Gray Firefox's Maya Rig, Gdanstrom, I think that's how you pronounce his name, Gdanstrom's Crystal Adventures model, and also Nanogar's Star Fox Assault and Super Smash Bros. Brawl models, which are all of those are very precise, like almost exactly like they are in the game. It's not really a rip. He got the models from the game and then corrected them because there were some issues with the export process. So there was some fixing in there for him to do, but when he did, it became the most accurate Crystal models because they are based exactly on the game. And a bunch of other models. And after that, after I restore that section, I think the next one will probably be the cosplay section and then the mods/fan games section. After that, we'll get into the list-based fan works. So reworking the fan fiction page, then there's the fan films page, and finally, the fan art page, because the fan art is the most complicated and has the most data associated with it. So it's going to be the most difficult and take the longest time to do correctly. So I'm going to save that one for last. And yes, it's been over a year since we've had new fan art, and I'm sorry about that. But I will get to it eventually. I did build some tools, which I've mentioned on previous podcasts, that should make the whole process of getting the fan art, sorting it, organizing it, and getting it into lists that you can read and use to go to the links to archive them into a list of crystal fan art. That stuff still exists, and it's just waiting for me to have time to go through it and get it all up to date. So that should be coming soon, and honestly, I think that I can get the entire site's original content that was removed back online, not counting the posts and stuff, in the next couple of months at the rate I'm going, because I've been making some really good progress on getting that stuff re-uploaded and organized and put into a nice new format. Okay, so that covers everything with regard to the whole restoration process of the Crystal Archive. Now, since it's been a year since the last podcast, I thought that, I'm going to be telling you the news since the last podcast, but it's been a year, so there's tons to cover. So I'm actually going to skip a lot of the lesser important news. What I do talk about, I'm going to just go over it pretty briefly by comparison. There's a whole year's stuff happened to go through, so if it's a little compressed, you understand this is why. It's been a year since the last podcast. It's hard to believe. I would think that I would have noticed, but it's been such a crazy year with work and some other projects on the side that I've been doing, that it slipped my mind that it's been that long since I've done a podcast. And I apologize profusely for that. All right, so anyway, let's get to the other major news since the last podcast. All right, so first, this actually happened between the release of the last podcast, episode 29, and when the site got hacked. And that is a DeviantArt user named Sina Harib created a full Warcraft 3 crystal mod that features a complete story, a quest for Crystal, and her character, and walking around with associated characters in the environment, and a story that's dealing with her background, her past, stuff related to Serenia. So that was really cool, and I got that posted, and then immediately the site crashed. So that's actually available for download on that post about that post for files by request. That's there. You can download it and try it out. I actually volunteered to help her word. Not it is in English, but the wording the English is, I think it was not complete or something. I think it's because it's not her native language. I volunteered to fix that up for her. I haven't gotten around to it, but I'm sure I'll be able to do it pretty quickly here in the next couple of months. And of course, I'll be making a page for this mod because it's one of the most significant and most complete crystal mods I've ever seen. All right, next, some sad news. Some of you may know there was a boy. He was a teenager, somewhere around 16 or 17, named Lucas, and he and his brother were avid readers of the site, the Crystal Archive, and I actually knew Lucas more so than I knew a lot of you other readers because he actually had my phone number and we'd talk on the phone occasionally. And I've known him for at least 4 years. Anyway, at some point a few years ago, he developed brain cancer. And he did the treatments, and it looked like he was going to do okay. He got chemotherapy, and he was okay for like a year after this. And then it kind of resurfaced, I think, and he got some chemotherapy and it killed his cancer, killed the cancer in his brain. But like a lot of chemotherapy, especially in the brain, it's very, very damaging. And it basically, Lucas, as we know him, as I knew him, was basically not there anymore. And we did manage, with the help of Fox Type, we did manage to get him a DVD of Ayano cosplaying at 2011's Further Confusion. And so a video I need to post, by the way. Anyway, sent that to him, and his dad played it for him in the hospital, and he said that Lucas did, you know, kind of, he enjoyed it. He said Lucas kind of sort of could remember things sometimes. If you talk to him, it could sometimes trigger memories, but a lot of him just wasn't there anymore. That's the nature of brain damage. Anyway, a couple of weeks later, he passed away. And it was one of the first posts I had to make when I finally got the site back online that he was now gone. And this hit a lot of people pretty hard. I know a couple people who were really upset about this. And I'm sorry I had to deliver that news. And I'm just, it's tragic that this happened, but he's gone now, so I'm not sure what more to say. Except that, you know, he got to see one more time stuff related to Crystal, which he really enjoyed. And his dad and his brother and his mom are still fine, still living on. Although I'm sure they miss Lucas dearly. So, let's move on to the next thing. All right. So E3 was coming up. This would have been back in June or July. A very prominent rumor occurred. And this was a guy who had successfully called several very high-profile rumors in the past that ended up being true. And he said that he had some inside information with Retro Studios that they were seeking to work on a Star Fox Metroid crossover game, which is just unbelievable. It's something you basically you'd read fan fictions about this. Okay, it's almost ridiculous, except that, you know, the idea for Super Smash Bros. Also would make a great fanfic, but it ended up being a fantastic game series. So, you know, if anyone could pull it off, it would be Nintendo and Retro Studios. But regardless, just before E3 occurred, the same source said, actually, you know what, I found out more information. Yes, Retro Studios was considering this at a time, but they are not, I repeat, not doing a Star Fox Metroid crossover game. But it's interesting that, and we have no reason to doubt him, he's been right in the past, and he's also said that they wouldn't be revealing at E3, and indeed they didn't reveal at E3. It was just, it smelled a little too specific to be something he just made up. So in all likelihood, he's telling the truth that Retro Studios did, in fact, consider a Star Fox Metroid crossover game. And that's interesting. But whatever they're working on, Retro Studios, it's not that. So that's gone. So we did have hope that Star Fox would be revealed as the game that Retro Studios was working on at E3. Well, E3 came and went, and alas, there was no Star Fox to be had. Tragically, none. I mean, they talked about the Wii U and Nintendo Land didn't even have a Star Fox attraction, although that was considered for a time. We found out, I think, last week that the Metroid stage was originally going to be a Star Fox stage, but they decided to go for the Metroid theme because it didn't really make sense to have the R-Wing hovering in place like Samus's ship does in that game. But anyway, that was a big disappointment. But the important thing is what they didn't say. At E3, Nintendo did not say what Retro Studios was working on. And so the speculation continues, but there's still a lot of people think, and there is some significant evidence, that the game they're working on is, in fact, Star Fox. They're just not ready to reveal it. And Reggie said so. He said that they're not ready. Whatever Retro is working on, it's not ready for public eyes, or it wasn't at E3, and that they need a little more time. So So we wait in anticipation for that. I reckon they'll probably talk about it at next year's E3 in July 2013. Alright, the next bit of news was that the Crystal Lovers Association announced that it would be shutting down at the end of the year, which is just a few days away now, after over 10 years of being an online community. Actually, I think that at the time... Oh yeah, it was the Crystal Lovers Association is actually older than Star Fox Adventures, because they saw some... they actually originally created the site, the original creator did, to associate with the Dinosaur Planet Crystal. And that was known about 2 years, I think, before Adventures eventually came out. So, the current owner of the Crystal Lovers Association, Eggman, has decided that because of life concerns, changing interests, and the overall difficulty with maintaining the site, he's decided to shut it down. He hasn't... I don't know if he's changed his mind since then, but at the time he said that he would probably leave the site up, but as an archive. So you won't be able to post there anymore, but you can still read the old posts and see the old news and that sort of thing. So that was kind of sad. I hadn't been going to the site as much as I should in the last few years because I've been so busy with my thesis work. That's what really prevented me from... started me stopping going to these kind of sites. I stopped participating in both the Crystal Lovers Association and the Star Fox Online a lot, you know, because of the work I had to do with my thesis and later finding a job and then getting a job in the game industry, which, let me tell you, is a lot of work. Anyway, so that's kind of sad, but anyway. The next bit of news was that two new cosplayers appeared, actually very close together. They were both body paint style cosplayers of Crystal, and one of them was Bridget Rocket and Ram the Dragon. They both did crazy body paint cosplays, and they did a really good job. Next, Vrance Movado volunteered to help make posts on the site, and he actually has made several posts on the site since then, and he continues to basically learn how to post and learn how to edit pages, and I'm trying to find ways to utilize him so that he can learn how to make posts, and so hopefully it will be as simple in the future of me saying, here's a news story about Star Fox whatever or Crystal whatever, and you go make a post about it, and I won't have to touch anything. He'll be able to handle it. That's the goal. So I thank him for that. I thank him for his help. Now another guy he posted an hour-long video of mostly new footage of Dinosaur Planet. And this is a dude, his name is escaping me at the moment. I gotta pronounce this right. Ion EI Falcon. He is known for being basically Rareware's biggest fan. And he's just some guy in Arizona. I'm not really sure how he came to be this way, but he has a massive, massive collection of Rare paraphernalia. And he somehow managed to get previously unseen footage of Dinosaur Planet before it became Star Fox Adventures. And he posted an hour's worth of footage, including the first, I think, 18 minutes of the game, which is mostly Crystal. Or no, it's all Crystal. So it's just... And there's surprising similarity between the cutscenes and what happens, and you can kind of see the differences. It's really cool. If you haven't seen that video, you really should take the time to watch it all the way through. There's a lot of information there. So the next thing that happened was I posted about something that had been posted years ago on the KLA, called it a crystal mint. It's a crystal inspired musical instrument. It's kind of like a mini guitar with no I don't even know what the term is. It's kind of like a combination between a guitar and a harp, sort of. I am the last person who should be talking about the technicalities of music production. I do not know what I'm talking about. This is one subject I don't really know much about. But he created an instrument. It's painted blue. It's got crystals, tattoos on it. Sounds very pretty. And he sent me a bunch of images that he wanted posted on the Crystal Archive. And I took the time to post it for him now that I'm rebuilding the site. I finally got around to some of my old emails and I posted it. And he also made a video of it so you can actually hear it in action and see him playing it. And it's really interesting because he's playing it while several other instruments in tandem, through the magic of video editing, in a fursuit. He's doing the whole performance in a fursuit, which is an interesting change of pace, I gotta say, from most music videos I've seen on YouTube. Next, one of the really long-running, massive fan mods of all time would be called Shadows of Lylat. It was attempting to be its own Star Fox game. It was a huge mod for another game called Free Space 2, which was open source. It's an open sourced space shooter game. And they were going to mod it with all the characters and have new music and new levels and have all the different types of R-Wing. And they made some fantastic progress on it and made a great trailer or two showing what they've made. But unfortunately, due to some key members leaving or something and not being able to really get the thing working on the scale that they were hoping for, they decided to shut down the project. And release, to their credit, they released all of the assets they were working on. So another group or another individual can take all those assets, all those 3D models and art and sound files and game files, and they can actually complete the mod if they so choose. But the original team is not going to be working on it anymore. The next bit of news was I posted several links to a site called Star Fox Elite, which took a huge amount of initiative and got interviews with many of the famous Star Fox characters, voice actors and actresses in the various games. I think he got both versions of Fox, one version of Falco, the guy who did General Scales, and he also did an interview with Estelle Ellis, who's the voice of Crystal in Adventures. And actually that interview took questions from people on forums such as the KLA, and I actually did provide a few questions for her to answer through that. Let's see. The next bit of news was I posted... Well, okay. So what happened was some new information surfaced based on the resumes of people who were recently hired to Retro Studios to work on the new unannounced game. And they seem to indicate that whatever Retro Studios is working on, it's probably going to be using some art style that's not photorealistic. It's going to be stylistic, artistic. So that could mean cartoon-based, it could mean anime-based, it could mean something like Sin City or Mad World, you know, where it's all black and white except for certain colors for various things like blood. It could be some kind of painterly thing, you know, which tries to imitate oil paintings, and actually that's what The Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword did. They actually use painterly textures and use painterly effects, it's called, to make things look more like an oil painting. Anyway, so since other information leads us to believe that they're working on Star Fox. And this new information leads us to believe that they're working on something artistic or stylistic. I propose the theory that perhaps Retro Studios is actually making Star Fox in an anime/manga style, which I propose would work very well, considering the nature of the characters being, you know, basically animals in spaceships. I mean, why is this not already an anime, you know? So, a lot of you didn't like my opinion. I think it's a great idea because it'll make it very easy for Retro Studios to provide a lot of content very quickly, because it's actually a simpler style to do, and it's easier to make things look epic without looking creepy. Because as you get to characters that are realistic, the more realistic the characters are, the closer you are to Uncanny Valley, and the harder it is, and the more expensive and time-consuming it is to make the characters not appear off. You know, you don't want them to appear off, and that's the Uncanny Valley. They look realistic, but they're so close to realistic and yet not, that they have a creepiness to them. And by going with an anime style, you don't have to worry about that at all. And I think it would work really well, but a lot of you don't think so. You think that it should be super photorealistic, high definition quality of textures and fur rendering, which all of which can be done in an anime style, but whatever, I'm getting off the subject. It's a point of contention. We'll see. We'll see in the next few months. Hopefully we'll see what Retro Studios is working on and whether or not it's a Star Fox game, and if so, what they did graphics-wise for it. All right. Now, the next bit of information is that I've uploaded... Well, first of all, someone emailed me, I forget who it was, about they're saying that someone on Star Fox Online had directed them to talk to me because they were looking for all of the voice acting from Star Fox Adventures. Now, back when I was co-owner of Star Fox Online, I had posted every single character voice acting in the entire game because I got the source files and I decoded every single file. Some 600 files of audio, and for every single one that was unique, I actually wrote out, I typed out the ridiculous amount of text that forms all of the conversations in all of the cutscenes and all the cutscenes that never even happened in the game. I typed it all out, and I created an audio file for each individual one, and I posted it all on Star Fox Online, and that was there. And then since I stopped being a co-owner, the current owner, DZ Composer, has changed the software that they're using for the back end of the site, and it kind of messed up how those files were. The files are still there, but it's missing all the text for what's in those files. So I decided, you know what? Since I'm restoring the Crystal Archive, I might as well go ahead and take what Star Fox content I have, since I have a lot of it, you know, built up from my time as the co-owner of Star Fox Online. All the content that's not really like news, but more like media files and just like large chunks of information, like the voice acting clips for every game or the cutscenes for the various games. I decided I'm gonna just put that up there, and it's not to compete with the Star Fox Online or any other Star Fox site. It's more just saying, look, here's all of these files. You know, do whatever you want with them. You know, except steal. You know, don't steal them. But other than that, like, just use them and link to them. It's fine. Not the individual files, but the pages. No hot linking, please. Anyway, so I plan to do that. I'm going to take all of my content that I have and put it online. And this is after I finish restoring the Crystal Archive, of course. And I'm also going to do the same thing with Dinosaur Planet, because I've come to acquire a huge amount of dinosaur planet information that's not necessarily about Crystal. And I figure I probably should post it in one giant location so that everybody can see all the information associated with Dinosaur Planet. Because it's kind of spread out, not everybody knows it. And by doing this, it'll be basically the Star Fox Archive and the Dinosaur Planet Archive. That's the plan anyway. But none of this is really going to happen until after I finish restoring the Crystal Archive proper. Okay? The next bit of information was that... and this is related. So that person who produced that hour-long footage of Dinosaur Planet, Mr. Ion EI Falcon, he actually... Somehow I missed it when I was posting his video, but in addition to the hour of extra footage, he has massive, massive amounts of backstory and character documents. It's almost like he has the design documents for the game itself. I don't know how he acquired these, but it's a treasure trove of information about the characters and the story and the world and what goes on in the game from before it became Star Fox Adventures. And that's really exciting. I haven't even had a chance to read through it all yet, but I do have a copy, and I actually asked Ion EI Falcon if I could post this stuff to this archive, and he agreed. So I have his archive of all this information. I also have another archive that I collected years ago from another guy who found every single scrap of information up on the entire internet associated with Dinosaur Planet and put them all in an archive, and I got his permission to post that as well. So those two archives combined with my own data that I've collected should make a fairly large archive associated with Dinosaur Planet. The next news was there were a couple of Star Fox related posts. These were just for fun. One was for a Star Fox Legos concept, and another was for the Unreal Development Kit demo. Someone made some students at a college practiced their animation skills by flying through a 3D Great Fox that they created. And it shows lots of different lighting effects and interesting things that could be the kind of thing you might see in the next Star Fox game if it were done in a realistic style. So that was interesting. And also, in related news, there is another group headed by an artist named Joe. Not much is known about him right now, but he's working on a Star Fox short film with fully animated characters. Check that out. Whenever the video is posted, whenever the short film is finished and posted, you'll probably hear about it first on Star Fox Online. And I'll probably post it on the Crystal Archive too. And finally, this is the last bit of news since last time. I am currently giving away my Star Fox Command store display that I got from GameStop. It's a cardboard standee. It has, you know, the title for Star Fox Command and the various R-Wings flying around. It's a 3D stand that you can stand it up. It's not flat, and it's got several pieces sticking out of it. And because of that, I've determined that it's kind of glued together. I can't just disassemble it. So shipping it is not really feasible. It's just, it would destroy it, basically, to take it apart. So I'm offering it to anyone who's a listener or reader of the site, or any other site, really, who's interested in Star Fox. You can have the stand. It's at my parents' house, which I've moved out of years ago. And all you have to do is pick it up. Because, like I said, I can't ship it. I can't take it apart. At least I don't think so. So it'll go to whoever can pick it up. And my parents' house location is near Shreveport, Louisiana. So if you're somewhere in Texas or Alabama or something like that, I might even help by driving halfway, but I don't think I really have room for it anymore. It was nice to have, but I feel like there's some other Star Fox fan out there who could who would enjoy it more than I do, because right now it's just sitting in my closet back at my parents' house, not doing anything. I can't even bring it here where I am now in California. So if you're interested, just email me. The instructions are on the site. And that takes care of all the news that's important anyway. Since the last podcast in January of 2012 all the way to today, December 15th, 2012. Almost a year of news. Whew. Okay, I need a drink. Hold on. Of water, mind you. Okay. And also, I want to apologize that, you know, this podcast, I haven't done this podcast in a year, and I'm probably a little out of practice. So if this podcast seems a little bit, you know, off the cuff or less formal, just know that it is. Right. Okay. So the next bit, I have a little bit of news of stuff that's coming soon. Now, some of it's just kind of like talking about what I plan to do, and other stuff is stuff I have active plans right now to get done. The least of which being, you know, restoring the site. So I've already talked about that. So let's get started. Coming soon, January 8th, 2013, just a couple weeks from now into the next year, the Crystal Archive will celebrate its 7th birthday being online. So, you know, happy birthday, break out the party caps. I'll make a post about it when it happens. But it's, wow. I mean, you know, I never really, I guess I considered the site being around that long, but I didn't really think about it too much. Like, I knew I would keep the site online, and that's the plan. Like, if I ever decide, you know what, this is the end, I can't do it anymore, I'm not going to update the Crystal Archive anymore, I would still keep it around as an archive. I would not delete it. I would keep it around just so the internet had access to it, and so all of you could find the images and the videos and all that. I would just keep it around. I just wouldn't update it. So I guess I did think that it would last this long, but I didn't know if I would be updating this long. This is probably the longest running single thing I've ever done. I'm 27 years old, so this is almost a third of my life I've been working on this. All right, so that's cool. The next bit of news, something that will be announced on the site shortly, probably right after this podcast is posted, is that I am once again, like last year, going to Further Confusion in 2013. Now, Further Confusion is a furry convention in San Jose, California, and if any of you, I know Foxtype will be there, and maybe Cat the Leopardess, I'm not sure, but if any of you others are going to be there, I would encourage you to come say hi. I'll be wearing a badge that says Mr. K, and yeah, we should meet up. Like, post, you know, when I post that to the comment, you know, post that to the site, post in the comments or email me, tell me, you know, who to look for and stuff, and we'll meet up somewhere, you know, one of the days. I should be there for the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of the con, which I think is the 17th through the 20th of January. So I hope to see you there if you're coming. I haven't posted about this in like 2 years, but Nicet, who's like a he's a crazy awesome guy, who I found out lives I think up in Canada now. He is a Star Fox fan who kind of, you know, lives behind the scenes. He likes to help out with various things Star Fox related, and he's helped me in the past with several things. And he, a couple years ago, agreed to record all of the Star Fox Adventures and Star Fox Assault cutscenes in 1080p high definition graphics using an emulator. And he's preparing the files in such a way that I can remaster the cutscenes with audio that I'll have to re-record. So we'll have full HD cutscenes, and not just cutscenes for Crystal. This is every single cutscene in the entirety of Star Fox Adventures and Star Fox Assault. Now, because as you can imagine, This is a huge undertaking, and it's going to take him a long time. And it has taken him a long time. He's had various things to do in real life that has stopped his progress in the task. But I did talk to him recently, and he said that no, he is continuing to work on it, and you know, give him time, and he will get me the stuff, which means I will eventually get those cutscenes, and then we can remove all the cutscenes that are on the site now, because they will pale by comparison to the HD versions. So that's still going on. I'm waiting patiently for that. The next bit of news is that I finally did something that I have been trying to do since I launched the website, since I launched the Crystal Archive, and that is get an audio interview with Estelle Ellis, the original voice actress for Crystal. Well, I have managed to do so. It took some doing because we were like 8 hours apart, so I actually stayed up till 2 in the morning one morning so that I could interview her during her, you know, lunch hour, basically, where she was at home with her son for maternity leave, actually. So I've recorded that, and I have all the audio, and I'm just waiting. I'm waiting for her to send me some voice samples because she wasn't really prepared to do the Crystal voice right offhand. So it's been a while. I've been waiting for those. I actually recorded like a month ago, but I'm waiting for her to get me those audio clips. And if she doesn't have time or can't get me those audio clips in the near future, I'm going to go ahead and edit the interview and put it online anyway, without the audio clips of her doing her voice. But that's really exciting because I've been trying to get an interview with her done for forever, and she's just, you know, because the whole difficulties with the time difference and finding a good time, and you know me, just delaying updating the site at all from like a month at a time sometimes. And the fact that I've been a year late for getting the next podcast out. So that explains why it's taken so long to get the Estelle Ellis interview. Because she agreed to do an interview years ago. I just didn't get around to actually doing it till now. So that's done. That's a weight off of my chest. And on to the next piece of news. So one of the things I wanted to do with the Saurian translator, in addition to doing pronunciation, automatic pronunciation translation, was to have it so that when you hovered over a given word in one of the languages, it would create a highlight on the corresponding word in the other box. And it turns out that's an extremely, extremely difficult problem to solve in a web application. But I think I finally found a way to do it. I'm just working on stabilizing it, making it work perfectly in all the different browsers, but hopefully I'll be able to put that little feature in, and also make sure that the scrolling is synchronized. So when you scroll down in one box, it'll scroll down in the other, so you'll always be able to see exactly the same thing, and you'll be able to tell which word is what. And whenever I get the pronunciation feature in, I'll do the same thing for pronunciation, so it will actually highlight the associated word there too. Okay, the next bit of news is that, so I mentioned before that the fan art section is probably going to be the last section that I ever restore to the site, and that's because it's just a huge undertaking. Not only is it a huge amount of data, but the way the data is displayed and how it's organized is very complicated and takes a long time. I just want you to know that I have been working on some new technologies to make it so that the fan art will be displayable without bogging down the page with the huge table of fan art links. And it will be savable, it'll be linkable, it'll just be really nice, much better. Well, to you, a user of the site, it'll actually look very similar, but from my perspective, it will make it much easier and much cleaner and much faster than what it has been in the past. So I'm working on that as well, slowly too. Now, this last bit of news is kind of more personal related, and that is that I'm in the middle of reorganizing all of my files across several computers and hard drives. But when I'm done, which shouldn't be much longer, because I've done most of it already, I will have every file that I've ever created, that I still have, of course, in one spot, on one computer. And when that happens, I will know what content I have that's new and what content that I haven't posted already. Because I have a large amount of files and images and stuff like that for all kinds of news. Stuff people have emailed me, crazy amounts of stuff that I just haven't gotten around to posting for one reason or another. But I do keep it, and I do keep track of what it is and where it came from. And so eventually I will post about it. Well, once I get these files organized, I will be able to know exactly what does need to be posted and what I have. And so basically, look, I'm planning to do the reorganization of my personal files sooner rather than later. So be on the lookout in the next couple of months for a lot of news type reports that are not from current news, but from old projects that people did, old cosplays, old art projects that were cool, that were not like, you know, drawings, but like models or sculptures or whatever. There's going to be a lot of that kind of thing coming in the next few months as I get that stuff organized. And with that, that should cover all of the old news and new news since last time. My voice is about to give out. I haven't talked straight this long in a long time. I need to practice. Excuse me. Okay. Well, because of the length of time between podcast showings, since my last podcast, it's been a long time. So I actually don't have a lot of questions. In fact, I only have one question that I actually kept track of. Because normally I keep a list of like questions that people ask me in email to answer on the podcast, because I think the information is helpful to other people. The problem is that because it's been so long since I've done the podcast, I didn't even keep a proper list this time. So I actually only have one question here that I answered already via email, but I thought I would answer on the podcast. But going forward, as I do more of these podcasts, because I plan to do podcasts more regularly once again, please send me your questions, and I will consider them for posting on, reading on the podcast. So without further ado, here is a question from Casey, who writes, "Hello, sir. I really hope I'm not using the wrong email for this, but I couldn't find another. I posted this question to Little Dragon originally, but it didn't go through the email I had for him. It didn't go through. The email I had for him is no longer valid. Maybe you can shed some light on this subject. I'm confused because I know Little Dragon modeled his own crystal using Poser. But I'm seeing different models online, and now people are saying that he didn't make the model, but that it's a rip from the game and that he edited it. I'm just curious which is the truth. There was a package for Maya 2009 on the Crystal Archives that's supposedly a game rip from Star Fox Adventures that he supposedly had a hand in altering or making it better or something along with Gdansstrom, Gray Firefox, and Rife 2002. So that model is the actual model from Star Fox Adventures, or is it Little Dragon's model made to look more like Crystal with some fur added? It'll drive me nuts if I don't know for sure, lol. And I know you had a hack recently and are restoring files, but is there any way I can still get the package which he described in the email? Thanks for your time, man." And I responded that, first of all, Little Dragon, with the help of Charlie Fox, made a crystal model for Poser a long time ago. Both of those individuals are basically gone from the internet, as far as I know. I need to try and contact them again to find out what's going on and, you know, any future developments. Later on, Gedeon Stryom got both the Adventures and Assault models from their respective games. They were not complete when he got them, so he had to do some heavy modification and rebuild part of them to make sure that they were as accurate as possible. He doesn't really like it when people say he ripped the model, because it makes it sound like he didn't really do any work, and he said there was a significant amount of work to do on those models. Anyway, after he did that, he tried his hand at animating the Adventures one. That struck the interest of... actually, that email is not correct. See, it was actually Rife2002 who then tried to animate it and rig it. And that animation sparked the interest of Gray Firefox, who's a professional 3D lighting engineer, and he also does some modeling and animation at his job as a 3D light engineer. So he took Gedanstrom's Adventures model, added details, fur, improved various things, and rigged it for Maya 2002, and he animated it. And there's videos of his animations, and I actually had a page about it on the site before it was hacked. Now, the model and rig is available on the Crystal Archive, but since we suffered that hack, I couldn't, the page it was originally on isn't there. So I did post it, as I told him, on the post about requesting your own files, requesting any files that they might have wanted until I got the site completely restored. Now, there are perhaps a dozen or so other Crystal models, only some of which I was able to review for the Crystal Archive before it got hacked. I hope that section will be back up and running, so eventually everyone, including you, will be able to find out this stuff directly. And so, that's the email I sent. Now, like I said, that's the only email, the only question I have for this podcast. If you have any questions or comments or anything you want me to read on the podcast or not, I will just take the time to read things on the podcast if I think they're worthy, unless you tell me not to. So just send your questions to my email, mrcrystal@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and I look forward to rebuilding the site and bringing it back to its former glory, and finally posting a ton of new content that really needs to be posted, just haven't gotten around to yet. And with that, this is December 15th. We just got a couple of weeks away from Christmas, so I want to wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and look forward to the 7th anniversary of the Crystal Archive. And with that, I'm going to close this podcast for now, and hopefully we'll have another podcast before another year goes by. And so with that, this has been the Crystal Archive podcast, episode number 30, recorded on December 15th, 2012. And I'm Mr. Crystal, your host. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time. And I'm not going to have a voice tomorrow.